Focus on flowers. Some of you may have visited the medieval garden at the Cloisters Metropolitan Museum in New York City. Many of the plants grown in this garden are those depicted in the unicorn wool tapestries created in France in 1500. And these tapestries are displayed in the Cloisters Museum. One sees symbolic garden and flower imagery represented in these tapestries, which were designed to communicate religious ideas. Since most people viewing these tapestries at the time they were made could not read, it was important that those viewers could see flower images that helped them to understand such concepts as spring, renewal, and rebirth. Visitors now can view the tapestries in the museum and then wander in the garden and observe a number of the plants that have been identified by experts who've studied the tapestries and recognized the types of plant that those who lived in that century may have used as models. Exhibits such as these are wonderful opportunities for plant lovers. We can see how the plants and flowers were depicted long ago. The tapestries were created to celebrate a reverence for nature and God's creation. And a love of flowers and plants is an enduring theme that links those of us who view the tapestries today with those who created them centuries ago. More information about this program can be found at wfiu.org. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on the Cloisters.